The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
It's Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
Friday!
What time is it? Game time! What time is it?
It's Friday!
Buckle up. It could get rough. The Morning Answer with Joey Hudson. Live from the Viper Electric Morning Answer Studios on 94.5 The Answer.
.705 on this Free Speech Friday. There's obviously a lot to cover. What a news day. What a news day yesterday as we saw the news that the that Jacob Chansley, the QAnon shaman guy who entered the Capitol, the one, you know, the shirtless with the horned coyote fur headdress, that he was released yesterday early from prison, 14 months early exactly, and is moved to a halfway house. Officials did not elaborate on why he was removed. One would speculate that probably because there was a little sunshine shined on the case when Tucker Carlson played some of the January 6th video. We'll jump into that. Also, gun control debate raged yesterday as hundreds of protesters swarmed and made their way into the Tennessee State Capitol demanding gun control as a result of Monday's horrific shooting of those three young kids and three of the staff at the Covenant Christian School. Meanwhile, in Raleigh, North Carolina, the North Carolina State Legislature overrode Democrat Governor Roy Cooper's veto of a bill repealing the state's pistol purchase permit system, which will enable people to buy guns privately between one another without having to get a permit issued by their local sheriff. And a lot of other things. A lot of things going on yesterday. Of course, the big news is, and it took us by surprise. Were you surprised that after a couple of weeks of speculation and that after we got the news that the grand jury had gone into recess, probably would not meet again for another month, we all kind of thought, well, this is done for now, didn't we, in relationship to the Trump indictment? We thought that, well, you know, it's going to be a few weeks now, if ever. And then late afternoon yesterday, I don't know, around 5:30 or so, bam, we all start getting the alerts that Alvin Bragg and company has indicted President Donald Trump. The first time in history that a president has been indicted. Trump immediately issued statements. He says that he cannot get a fair trial in New York. He posted on Truth Social soon after the indictment was announced. They only brought this fake, corrupt, and disgraceful charge against me because I stand with the American people and they know I cannot get a fair trial in New York. The New York Post posted last night that the NYPD is beefing up its presence around the New York court. Prosecutors with Alvin Bragg's office reportedly wanted Trump arraigned today, but Trump's lawyers wouldn't agree to it and instead said that he's expected to turn himself in sometime next week, probably on Tuesday. The speculation is that President Trump will likely appear in court for his arraignment on that same day. In a statement, Bragg's office said that they were in touch with Trump's legal team on a surrender date. His statement said, "This evening we contacted Mr. Trump's attorney to coordinate his surrender to the Manhattan DA's office for arraignment on a Supreme Court indictment, which remains under seal. Guidance will be provided when the arraignment date is selected." Of course, Trump's attorney says that these are all bogus charges and that he'll beat them.
This DA in particular is the king of woke, right? He is Mr. I don't believe in putting people in jail, and I don't believe in felonies, and I turn felonies into misdemeanors. I think he went from 50 something to percent to 28%. But when it's Donald Trump, he's trying to do the reverse. He's trying to create a situation where you take a misdemeanor that he didn't even do. His attorney settled an issue that was made up. We have Stormy that's admitted that, right? And then create something out of nothing. It's a really sad day in our country, Tucker. I mean, no matter what your politics are, it's a sad day in our country.
It is a sad day indeed. The New York Post wrote that the NYPD, meanwhile, is gearing up for an all-out circus in the Big Apple, ordering all uniform members across every rank to be in uniform and be prepared for deployment starting today. A spokesperson for the mayor's office said that the NYPD is prepared for anything, but stressed that there have been no credible threats to the city. City Hall Press Secretary Fabian Levi said in the statement, "The mayor is in constant contact with Commissioner Sewell about all public safety issues. The NYPD continues to monitor all activity. The NYPD always remains prepared to respond to events happening on the ground and to keep New Yorkers safe." They say that Trump will be fingerprinted, he'll have his mugshot taken, and possibly be led into the Manhattan court in handcuffs, but he will likely avoid being perp walked. In other words, this will be done not publicly necessarily, but within the court. Now, that's all on the assumption that Trump goes to New York. Because you got to keep in mind that this is a state charge. Of course, Trump is guarded by Secret Service. And it could get very interesting on how this comes about. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said that his state, quote, will not assist in any extradition request by Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg in what he called questionable circumstances. DeSantis slammed the charges against Trump, saying that they're un-American and that this is a weaponization of the legal system to advance a political agenda. Governor DeSantis tweeted after we all learned of the indictment, quote, "The weaponization of the legal system to advance a political agenda turns the rule of law on its head. It is un-American. The Soros-backed Manhattan District Attorney has consistently bent the law to downgrade felonies and to excuse criminal misconduct, yet now he is stretching the law to target a political opponent." DeSantis said, "Florida will not assist in an extradition request given the questionable circumstances at issue with this Soros-backed Manhattan prosecutor and his political agenda." Now, Trump is in Florida at his Mar-a-Lago Palm Beach estate. What happens if he just decides he's not going to New York? And Ron DeSantis says, well, we're not going to help him. We could have a standoff. What do you think should happen? Do you think Trump should go to New York? Go ahead and meet this head on, or let it play out? Stare him down. Play a game of chicken with the district attorney. See who flinches first. To the phones, JR from Westminster in Anderson. How are you, sir?
I'm better than I deserve, Joey. Better than I deserve. So Number one, this did not catch me by surprise. They will stop at nothing to prevent President Trump from running again, because the left is just terrified of him. But probably, you know, for your great listeners, no matter what, you know, anybody's personal opinion of President Trump may be, I will just say this: the way that various agencies in the government have been weaponized over the last few years, people should be terribly, terribly frightened. The fact that if they can do this to someone of the stature and the position of the 45th president of the United States, as I mentioned to Tommy, people like you, people like me, pretty much when it comes to any constitutional rights, we're going to get steamrolled.
Yeah, exactly.
So even right now, you know, you and I have, you know, this is, I appreciate you with this program, Free Speech Friday, but how long will, you know, I mean, at the rate we're going now, how long will this be available to us? Because if I happen to say something that somebody doesn't particularly care for in government, and with social media platforms, it's all, you know, I mean, various constitutional rights. And I've studied presidents, I mean, all the way back to George Washington. And
is it true you and him? Is it true you and George were friends?
Tight. We were tight. BFFs. And almost as tight as you and I. But and presidents have done some pretty heinous things, my friend. But you know, it is a dark day in this country. But that's what should frighten your listeners, Joey. That's what should frighten your listeners.
Yeah.
That all of our constitutional rights are going to be just chucked out the window.
Yep. Well, you're right, JR. It should frighten us, but it also should motivate us to do what we have to do to take our country back, to get these idiots out of Washington.
So look for me. I'll send you for you. You can post it on the website. Look for me with I have various Trump 2024 hats that I wear. And mm-hmm. So you may see me, you know, riding through town. You may see me in Greenville. You never know.
All right.
Right with my 2024 Trump hat.
we will be on a JR watch for sure.
Absolutely.
Where in the world is JR today? Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. Have a great weekend, JR. Yeah. Always good to hear from you, my friend. And be safe. Be safe out there. 17 past the hour.
It's the Morning Answer, a 94.5 The Answer.
A lot of people ask me why I chose PhD weight loss and nutrition soon to be 3 years ago, when I decided that I needed to make a few changes. I needed to lose some weight. And I always mention the fact that it was one of the easiest decisions that I've ever made once I met Dr. Ashley Lucas and the team at PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition. And I also talk about the 30 pounds that I lost in just a few months, because that's how we gauge the success of a weight loss program typically, right? But there's more to the PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition program than just losing weight. What's important to me now, because I've been able to maintain that weight, are the non-scale victories that continue to make my life better and will also make your life better. The PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition program is all based on the science of nutrition and what you eat, how you eat, when to eat. And it gives you these life skills that you should carry with you for the rest of your life. Some of you probably have been on the fad diets. You lose the weight, and then 6-8 months later, you've gained it back. It's not going to happen with you with a PhD weight loss and nutrition program. If you stay with the program, you use the tools that they give you, and you keep that maintenance program going, you'll be able to maintain that weight loss for the rest of your life. That's the whole plan. But in addition to the weight loss, you're going to be feeling better. You're going to have more energy. You're going to sleep better. Your memory's going to be better. You're going to be able to focus better. You're going to be able to do the things that you want to do to enjoy life. And I promise you, you're not going to regret this decision. If you've been thinking about this, let's go ahead and get started. You can get started now, and by the summer, you can be talking about losing 10, 20, 30 pounds or more. Call 864-252-4925 to set up your consultation today. You can also go online to myphdweightloss.com. But don't wait. Do this. Make a note and do this today. Call to set up your appointment. 864-252-4925. And in just a few weeks, I promise you, you're going to be feeling better about yourself. You're going to be excited about the upcoming summer. And you're going to be able to have some hope of a better health for the rest of your life.
Eagles.
Go to myphdweightloss.com or call 864-252-4925. PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition, the official partner of the Clemson Tigers. Now you can go, Tommy.
Sorry about that.
Mike Gallagher doesn't want to see the fighting.
It reflects a sense of dread that we all have over these two spectacular political figures going at each other. I'm going to get it out there, and I wish DeSantis would say, you know what? I'm a young guy. I got a state to run. I want to run in 2028 if I'm going to run at all.
Get the right answer with Mike Gallagher. Weekdays at 9 on 94.5. The Answer.
Whoa, wait a minute. My house is worth how much?
Look, the house is great. The landscaping is perfect. But have you looked at your concrete floors?
I mean,
your pool deck is crumbling. Your driveway is all cracked and filthy. And the garage is all chipped and peeling and stained.
Oh, man.
Hey, don't worry. If you really want to make this house a home, we've got to call Atlas Coating.
Atlas Coating.
They can transform these surfaces in as little as one day with top-shelf commercial-grade concrete coatings.
Made in the USA.
Except no substitutes.
We're not settling for cheap knockoffs or weak epoxies.
Atlas Coatings are four times stronger than epoxy.
Tough, durable, and slip-and-stain resistant.
Atlas Coatings comes with a lifetime warranty.
Indoors and outdoors, residential and commercial, we do it all.
Call 864-999-0404 for a free quote,
or visit us online at atlas-coatings.com.
Mention 94.5 The Answer and save $300 on your next project.
Atlas Coatings. Who knew concrete could look this good?
Parents ask, what's the best way to save for college? I'm State Treasurer Curtis Loftus, and my answer is always open a Future Scholar 529 College Savings Account. It's easy. You can get started online with any amount. It's flexible to adapt your child's college dreams. And you can deduct 100% of your contributions from the South Carolina state tax return. So what are you waiting for? Go to FutureScholar.com and see why it's the smart, easy way to save for college. FutureScholar.com.
When I arrived at the office this morning, I was thrilled at its fresh, clean smell. Looking around, I began to notice the small details, like the windowsills, the door glass, and even the tops of the cubicles were all clean. Then I remembered we just changed janitorial companies to Jenneking, the king of clean. What a difference. All franchise owners are fully trained and completely insured, including workers' compensation. It's nice to have one less thing to worry about and to have my employees happy.
Call locally the King of Clean at 213-9544. That's 213-9544.
The stock market correction has begun in 2023. It's Dennis Prager here with Greg Ellie of the Prosperity Group. Greg, what does this correction mean for everyday Americans?
Dennis, what I'd ask is, what are they doing to protect their wealth?
What do you mean by that?
Well, for over 33 years, I've helped thousands of retirees safely protect their money from stock market risk, earning a reasonable rate of return.
And how do you do that?
We use safe money strategies to create a pension-like income, sometimes earning over 5% without risk. We'll show them how to add over 30% to their 401ks or IRAs immediately.
So you help them create a tax-free income strategy.
Exactly, Dennis. They should ask about our PSLIP and our inflation-friendly increasing income, helping them keep up with inflation that our government has caused while never outliving their income.
That's an important thing now more than ever. Have peace of mind with your retirement by calling Greg Ellie at 800-440-0434.
Or go to MyMoneyIsSafe.com.
You heard him. MyMoneyIsSafe.com.
Welcome back to The Morning Answer. Want to talk to Joey? Give us a call on the PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition call line. 877-235-9405.
PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition, the official partner of the Clemson Tigers.
Now, is Joey Hudson a 94.5 The Answer.
.726 portions of today's show brought to you by my hometown bank, Bank of Travers Rest. You know that you're banking with your hometown bank when they support their community like the Bank of Travers Rest does. They support their customers. You're not just a checking account number, because banking should be personal according to the Bank of Travers Rest, and that's how they do it. Learn more about my bank, because I'd love for them to be your bank as well. BankofTraversRest.com. Bank of Travers Rest, member FDIC. Scott from Toccoa writes on the Big Rock text line, if I were Trump, I would go to New York and surrender myself. Then I would take that mugshot and make it mine. I would own it, and every thing that would be on all of my it'd be on all my campaign promos, because they just made me a martyr. KT in Athens says, "Good morning, Joey. If Trump is innocent, he shouldn't be concerned, right? Why doesn't he just fight the charges and expose the hypocrisy? Also, if anyone breaks the law, they should be frightened and prosecuted." Pat in Westminster says, "I think Trump will go to New York, and he's planning to turn the whole thing into a campaign photo op, mugshot, etc. But I'm concerned that it could get violent as far as supporters is concerned, and impossible for the Secret Service. Look at the troopers in Tennessee. They were overrun by protesters." This is Pat's referencing yesterday when protesters demanding gun control were able to storm the Tennessee Capitol. Wonder if they'll be going through video and like they did with January 6th and hunting those people down. Pat says, "I'm not sure Trump can be protected. It will all reflect back on the DA in New York." I can almost assure you that yes, the Secret Service is going to control this. And Trump will be safe. They'll do it in such a way that Trump will be safe. Now, I do have the same concern that Pat mentioned, you could have protesters from both sides. Let's hope that there's no violence. Jeff is in Hendersonville. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, Joey. How you doing this morning?
I'm wonderful. Hope you are.
Oh, yeah, we're doing great. So, reading through, you know, of course, CNN had probably about 4 dozen different articles come out yesterday at 6 p.m. when that indictment came down. Of course, they're eating it up.
Yep.
And one of the ones I decided to open was about how this also includes like 30 fraudulent business charges.
Yes.
For New York stuff, which could be interesting if they're going to try to go after him for those tax evaluations. I don't know if anybody's still talking about that or not.
Yeah, well, you know, and this is the irony of this whole situation, Jeff. You've got a district attorney, Alvin Bragg, who's made an effort to try to reduce the number of felonies that his office prosecutes. I mean, he has made that his mission. He has eliminated about half of the cases that have come before him. He has reduced them to misdemeanors about half of the time. I think it's like 52% of the time. So you got this guy who wants to downgrade felonies to misdemeanors. He wants to turn people, you know, bank robbers. He wants to turn them back out on the street. Yet in this case, with a political opponent, he wants to elevate what started out as a misdemeanor to a felony. We don't know exactly what the indictment holds because, yes, as you mentioned, it is sealed. But there is rumor that there's about 30 different things that are cited in that indictment, and it would have to be some of these other charges about, you know, the evaluation of some of his property, that he misevaluated it in order to possibly get bank loans. There's all kind of things that could be in there. It's going to be interesting to see what that is, and then it's going to be interesting to see what type of timeline this George Soros DA wants. I mean, is he just going to, are we going to have the arraignment and then drag this thing out for months, or is there going to be a trial pretty soon?
Right. I mean, dragging it out is what makes sense because they want it to go as far into campaign territory as possible. But, and like you pointed out with Bragg, that's typical leftist hypocrisy. The one-sided justice system Sean Hannity talks about every time. But I tell you what, this is a phenomenal distraction for the House of Representatives. I understand it's controlled. It's in the Republicans' hands right now. But I guarantee you there's not going to be a whole lot of talk about the TikTok ban or the S-686 restrict bill for a while. Yep. Which that restrict bill is like the Patriot Act 2.0. It's everything they wish the Patriot Act could be, and it is scary. Scary, scary, scary stuff.
Yep, you're right. This is going to be a huge distraction on a lot of different levels, for sure. Hey, Jeff, appreciate you listening in Hendersonville. Have a great weekend.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Sure thing. Good to hear from you. 7:31 on The Morning Answer.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.